my heart was deeply touched when God told me that I belong only to Him and to nobody else. O seeker, do not be a fool. Do not enter into your mind jungle. Love, devotion, surrender letters to God do not need postage stamps. Keep your good thoughts only inside your heart. Do not forget to wind your heart's God-aspiring alarm clock. Life is nothing but an endless race against our own weaknesses. Faith is the safe haven of my aspiration heart. Prayers are infinitely more helpful than all our earthly friends. God's compassion eye only can satisfy our God hunger. The beauty of the heart and the fragrance of the soul come down from high above. There can be no desire forest without density. There can be no aspiration garden without intensity. Seclusion is not peace. God invocation is peace. Ignorance supremacy cannot touch our soul's light. I call it my failure, but my Lord calls it my negligence. A sincerity heart and a simplicity mind can considerably help any seeker. My aspiration heart is happy to house everything that I need for God realization. A God disobedience life is the worst possible tragedy. God realization comes first, and then the transformation of life. Inner purity means outer beauty in the spiritual life. Each divine thought embodies a divine angel. My God gratitude life always rescues me from ignorance attacks. The soul does not believe in inner inclement weather. God's guiding hand is within our easy reach, but we must long for it. The Master's immortal utterances are, forward for the farthest, upward for the highest, inward for the deepest. If we do not resist vehemently ignorance night, how can we have even a glimpse of God's compassion eye? Alas, my heart nest is empty. Where am I? I am inside the lotus flames of my self-giving life. I must never be oblivious to my Lord's presence light inside my heart. I must surmount innumerable Himalayan barriers in my inner heart of aspiration and my outer life of dedication. My heart's spirituality ascent knows no roadblock. My mind is familiar with only one thing: disillusionment. My Lord, I am ready for you with my heart's gift. Do come. Delay not, my Lord. My soul has been devouring the dust of my Lord's feet since the very beginning of creation. At times I take my mind as a God disciple. At times I take my mind as a devil incarnate. My Master, in my dream I see you praising me. In my reality, I see you reprimanding me. I do not understand the significance. My child, in your dream, you are your aspiration heart. In your reality, you are nothing but a desire-bound life. The aspiring heart always looks for the upstairs. The desiring mind always looks for the downstairs. My Lord, what do you have in mind for my future? My child, what else save and accept your God realization? My Lord, I wish to smile once more the way I used to smile. My child, who prevents you? Just cultivate your heart tears once more. Every morning my soul brings down for my life my Lord's forgiveness ambrosia. When I flatter God, he does not seem to mind. When I glorify God, he tells me that I am doing absolutely the right thing. If you are a genuine seeker, then you will definitely have the capacity to burst out of your ignorance bubble. O seeker, be wise. Be patient with your life's perfection possibilities. The higher worlds decide to descend only when the lower worlds leave us. The right way to study meditation is to make your life a ceaseless flow of tears. God is always eager to visit my heart home, but alas, I am never found in my heart home. I am found only in the mind street. Wisdom light cannot be memorized. It can only be immortalized. The divine in me tells me that I must rely only on God. The human in me tells me that I can depend on people as well. The height of absurdity. Stop thinking for yourself. God does not want you to take his job away. If you believe in God's compassion, then you must believe in God's constant presence inside your heart. Seeing the truth is God aspiration. Becoming the truth is God realization. God's philosophy is simpler than the simplest. Never give up. Never give up. Meditation is the heart fountain of love for God. God makes decisions for us only when we live for God and nobody else. We cannot live without the body. But our aspiration cries and dedication smiles can live without the body, for they are well sheltered inside the pride heart of God Himself. Alas, nothing new. Stupidity has occupied our minds. When we do not pray and meditate on a regular basis, we get the real mixed up with the unreal. I am determined to liberate my life from the burning attachments of my present and past life. Physical sufferings cannot give us detachment. Spiritual awakening only can give us detachment delight. Alas, how rarely we feed our inner pilot with our aspiration cries. Aspiration is a very long process of God seeking. Our life can swim in freedom delight only when we have become the beauty and fragrance of God surrender. The inner satisfaction is ocean deep. The outer satisfaction is only skin deep. The bountiful smile of God is found only in the heart tears of the seeker. Alas, the mind loves to be imprisoned by the outer desire aspects of life. An unconditional surrender enjoys the bliss of a supreme victory. A desire mind does not know that it is heading for doubt destination without fail. Alas, I must cultivate more faith in my heart to fight against swarming anxieties. Peace is definitely the birthplace of wisdom light. Peace can never be separated from bliss. Without constant love of God, life remains absolutely meaningless. Meditation needs peace. Peace needs a oneness heart. Alas, the desiring mind does not want to go beyond the territories of fascination. A seeker needs only one thing. Upward flying aspiration. Eagerness is needed for success. Intensity is needed for progress. Divinity is needed for perfection. O seeker, be careful. One wrong turn in your spiritual life can easily lead to disaster. There can be no shortcuts to God manifestation on earth. The desire mind is nothing but a thorny expectation road. Sleeplessly and breathlessly, we all must arrive at God's heart home. Pay all attention to the inner whispers. Not only silently, but also self-givingly, we must wait for the arrival of our Lord Supreme. My Lord, please tell me, which flower do you like best in my heart garden? My child, definitely the gratitude flower. Alas, I do not know why and how I brought home jealousies and insecurities from the desire market. Happiness beauty is ready to welcome the heart at any time. I am seeing and hearing two things at the same time. I am seeing God coming towards me. I am hearing God whispering from within. Peace oceans definitely have bliss islands. What have I done wrong, my Lord, to lose your smile? My child, can you not see that early in the morning you have not fed me with your gratitude heart smiles? God's compassion eye awakens the human heart. God's forgiveness heart strengthens man's God hunger. My body, wake up, wake up! No further delay. My vital, stand up, stand up, no further delay. My mind, go forward, no further delay. My heart, dive deep within, no further delay. My soul, manifest God's light, no further delay. Love is hope. Hope is nectar. The sweetness footprints of my Lord Beloved Supreme, inside my heart garden, I treasure beyond measure. To smile is to offer happiness to the world. To be oblivious to God's will is to march backward. Spirituality is an experience subject. Spirituality is not an experiment object. God's feet and God's eye are definitely within my heart's easy grasp. Ego loves flattery. Devotion loves and needs God battery. Even the mind cannot resist the embrace of God's will. Humanity's ingratitude is not even in God's wildest dreams. God does not mind changing his will, if that way he can help humanity more convincingly. It is an exceptional privilege to think in God's way. God tells me that my love of God has to be the only ruler of my life. Stupidity mind asks God to prove himself. God is always eager to approve of humility heart. If you pull God's will, you will damage your heart. If you push God's will, you will damage your brain. Life makes only one mistake. It does not want to please God. The heart does not have to understand, as long as it can feel what God is. The day my gratitude heart arose was the best day in God's life. We do not have to wait for our outer facilities, but we do have to wait for our inner opportunities. When I leave the dust of my Lord's feet, loneliness attacks me ruthlessly. My heart is telling God that it is always eager to be put to the test. God's most favorite toy is my God aspiration promise. May each good thought of mine bloom into a flower to thrill my Lord. O seekers, stay clear of the mind's confusion road. Cut the negativity tree from top to bottom. Like my heart, from now on I shall have only one job, God satisfaction. Extreme eagerness is the beginning of blossoming fullness. There shall come a time when the mind also will long for God's ambrosial feet. My mind, can you not see that it is already too late for you to race to God? God wants my devotion heart to caress his vision eye. My life lives between my readiness mind and my eagerness heart. Self-doubt can easily capsize the inner boat. Like my soul, I shall fly from peak to peak on my God surrender delight. Never ignore God's secret and sacred advice. My heart prayerfully observes God's blessingful footfalls. My gratitude heart is the pleasure garden of the cosmic gods. Those who want to understand God will sadly fail. Those who love God's will immediately succeed. God's compassion eye must always have its own way. Alas, will I ever be through playing with ignorance night? My part-time oneness with God pains God tremendously. God's patience is nothing short of his forgiveness. You do not have to explore ignorance. Leave it where it is. Let it remain alone. You just implore God's will. Ignorance illusion, no more do I need. To be angry with God is absolutely a waste of time. A soulful smile of my heart can easily thrill God's heart. O my mind, like my heart, learn to love God and his ways. Even God finds it difficult to believe that I have missed my morning prayers so often. Between God's eye and my heart, no secret can ever exist. The mind knows how to ignore God's eye. The heart knows how to implore God's feet. God is made of love. Therefore, everything of his is meant to be loved. How can we possibly love God, though? God is made of love. Therefore, everything of his is meant to be loved. How can we possibly love God enough? An impossible task indeed. God's will is never to be questioned. The great mission of each human being is heart expansion. We must score full marks in our God obedience examination. My heart is always thirsty for God's oneness breath. There is no earthly problem that cannot be solved by the dust of my Lord's feet. Waste not even a single minute in the doubting mind. God wants everybody's life to come up to his expectations. Each heart flower has a unique beauty and a unique fragrance to please God in his own way. Poor God has his own difficulties. Alas, why do I have to add more? God has made a very special prediction. Before long, my heart will be released from my mind prison. God's compassion eye pilots my lifeboat. God's concern heart welcomes me to his golden shore. Aspiration and dedication always like to be in the company of God's satisfaction. Everything in God's creation has its own secret heart and sacred breath. Perfection needs to stand bravely the test of time. My heart and I sing God's glory with all our tears and smiles. God is happy when I speak. God is happier when I do not speak. God is happiest when I listen only to him. In heaven there are a great many palaces for the self-giving beings after their earth departure. My Lord, I am helpless. Do come and console my utter helplessness. Every hour is the God hour to please God in his own way. My gratitude heart is a most practical way to please my Lord Supreme. God's will has the only meaning in my life. The stupidity mind denies God's compassion eye and forgiveness heart. My only haven is God's loftiest command. Immediately, God forgives me. Ultimately, I realize God. I implore God's compassion eye to speedily devour my all. Alas, will I ever be able to prepare myself to fully satisfy my God hunger? When my heart speaks, God immediately understands. No interpreter is needed. When my mind speaks, even an interpreter fails to make God understand what I say. If you think God makes mistakes, then rest assured, God will be immensely happy to remain with his mistakes and not interfere with your perfection mind. true, it is difficult to see God but not his eye, and his heart is easier than the easiest to feel. God's compassion eye is my heart's irresistible attraction. God is eager to teach me the truth. I am eager to preach the truth. God does not want me to wait for tomorrow's golden opportunities. Why? Tomorrow arrives, but opportunity does not accompany tomorrow. Opportunity has to be found in today's heart and today's life. Opportunity does not believe in the future the way we all do. Alas, why do I go to God with my reasoning mind? He has told me repeatedly that he does not care for my reasoning mind. He cares only for my loving heart. God's compassion eye does not know the meaning of why, how, when, and where. One way or another, I shall conquer the pride of my God unwillingness mind. God says that he does not need our thanks, but he does need our heart tears and our life smiles. God's very existence is made of his forgiveness smile. I love to tell God something very serious. God loves to hear something very funny. I like to brief God about the world situation. God wants me to brief him only about my situation. He is not interested in the world situation anymore. He is interested in my situation more, evermore. I do not believe God when he tells me that he is resting. God does not believe me when I tell him that I am testing him. God is always interested in seeing what I am doing. I am always interested in knowing if God is thinking of me.